This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. It's 5:44. For some Philadelphians, the raging gun violence epidemic, a flawed vaccine rollout, and the tear gassing of peaceful protesters have led to an erosion of trust in the city's leader, Mayor Jim Kenney. WHYY's Kenny Cooper tells us more.
When Reverend Mark Kelly Tyler of Mother Bethel AME Church considers two recent scandals blamed on former Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley, the mishandling of MOVE victims' remains, and the Philly fighting COVID missteps, he points the finger higher up the chain of command at Jim Kenney.
At a certain point, with an administration that continues to do things like this, you have to ask yourself, when does the mayor resign?
Tyler's mistrust of the mayor actually predates the latest scandals. Early in his first term, Kenney reneged on a campaign promise to end the city's stop and frisk practices, Tyler says.
Shortly after his election, we had a town hall where he showed up along with the new commissioner, Richard Ross, and they stood there inside of a packed congregation, and he then said to us that he never said that. And the room just exploded.
That didn't sink the relationship for Tyler. The events of last summer did. During local protests over the police killing of George Floyd, Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw authorized aggressive tactics like the tear gassing of protesters on I-676 and residents of West Philly. That's something that hadn't happened since the 1985 MOVE bombing. Tyler says his trust in Kenney dissolved. Abdul Ali Muhammad, the co-founder of the Black and Brown Workers Cooperative, says Kenney's actions exemplify an inability to lead.
Kenney often does this thing where he defers big decisions to people under him so that when something goes down, Kenney can say, well, I didn't do it, right? He did it with Farley, right? Farley knew. I didn't know. Farley decided. I didn't decide. Farley did this in 2017. I had no idea. You're the mayor of this city, Jim. You need to resign.
WHYY News requested an interview with the mayor, but that couldn't be accommodated. In a statement to WHYY News, Deanna Gamble, Kenney's communications director, responded to the concerns some city residents have voiced. She said, quote, the mayor can appreciate that some Philadelphians' trust in him may have wavered, but he hopes that residents also appreciate the innumerable challenges the city faced over the last 5.5 years that caused him to make some very difficult decisions. Gamble also said that Kenney is, quote, proud of the fact that he places trust in people he appoints to leadership roles. Temple University professor of urban politics Barbara Furman acknowledges that being mayor of a big city is an impossible job. But she says of Kenney,
he does appear to be a pretty hands-off mayor. And, you know, if you have top-notch people that, like, you know, you trust with your life, that can work. But clearly, there were issues with some of these people. So I think his trust or confidence, whatever, might have been misplaced.
North Philadelphia resident Vera Wolfolk says she does trust the Kenney administration to do something about the city's unrelenting gun violence epidemic. But since her daughter and grandson were held at gunpoint, she's lost sleep, even though they escaped uninjured.
I thought I wasn't going to never see my kids again, you know, and it's really bad around here.
Wolfolk says that she may soon be forced to do the unthinkable.
We called the police. We talked with the detectives about it. And we're in the process of moving out of this area because of it.
Kenney has provided timely briefings on the gun violence epidemic, though the city's efforts have yet to show real-world impact. Fareed Abdullah, an aspiring Philadelphia politician, says Kenney has proposed solutions that don't do enough to address underlying issues such as the, quote, failing education system, inadequate housing, and a lack of extracurricular programs to keep kids off of the streets.
There has to be so much more in order to change this, because even when his term is up and he no longer is the mayor, we're still going to have these issues.
Ebony Zimani is a lifelong Philadelphia resident who works as a filmmaker and photographer. She said that the erosion of trust between the city and the community started with the mistreatment of MOVE. She says the city needs to do right by the MOVE families.
People have to be accountable for the ways in which institutions and systems and entities in this country are anti-Black, are anti-woman. And if you're not going to address that, then it doesn't really matter who's in office.
Zimani says she's not confident another mayor would have handled the recent scandals any differently. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.